Welcome to the Class Segregation Authority series from My Class Segregation. Today, we are talking about a case called PDV America, Inc. and Subs v. Commissioner. It was decided in 2004 by the U.S. Tax Court, and it shows how even big outdoor structures can qualify for faster depreciation if the facts support it. Here is what was going on. PDV America is the U.S. parent group of CITGO. CITGO used above-ground storage tanks at its refined product terminals to store and move petroleum products. About 104 tanks were in dispute. These tanks held between 7,000 and 194,000 barrels of product. They covered roughly $13,900,000 of spending in 1996 and 1997. CITGO depreciated these tanks over 5 years under Asset Class 57.0. The IRS said they should be 15-year property under Class 57.1. The IRS had already agreed to 5 years for smaller tanks, those with 5,000 barrels or less. So this case was about the bigger tanks. The tax court had to decide, are these tanks inherently permanent structures? The answer would determine their recovery period. The court used the WICO permanence factors. These are six questions about whether an asset is designed to stay in place, how it is attached, whether it can be moved, and so on. Applying those factors, the court found the tanks were not locked into the 15-year class. They belonged in Class 57.0 with the 5-year life. The IRS's own cost segregation guide now cites this case as a key example of how to apply the permanence test. It stands next to cases like Hospital Corp and Trent to Do. So, what does this mean for your study? PDV America is a big deal for industrial and fuel site assets. When engineers analyze storage tanks, silos, or similar structures, this case proves size alone does not decide permanence. The focus is on the facts, how the asset is built, how it is mounted, and whether it can be moved. In the authority appendix of your report, this case supports 5-year treatment for qualifying distribution and marketing assets. The study mirrors what won here, a detailed look at each permanence factor, not just a guess about recovery periods. But here is what this case does not mean. It was decided on facts specific to CITGO's tanks. It does not say every large outdoor structure gets 5 years. A tank permanently embedded in the ground, for example, might point to 15 years. The activity the asset serves also matters. CITGO's tanks fit the petroleum marketing class. A tank used for a different purpose needs its own analysis. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how these cases connect to your property, check the authority library in your report.